Okay, good morning. We are on Shin Chaf Chet. We are starting Yud Aleph. Just a quick recap from yesterday. Couple quick things. So as far as dental pain, someone has dental pain, just to restate it. Now, the facts are it's rarely pikuach nefesh, dental pain, but it really depends on the situation. So obviously, until you get it assessed, the patient usually wouldn't know. Usually, antibiotics and pain medication is more than sufficient treatment for the same day, as far as pikuach nefesh is concerned, but sometimes it is best just to have it extracted. So I guess, bottom line, perhaps a good rule of thumb is if someone is in severe pain and it cannot be controlled, then we do consider it pikuach nefesh, you're mechallelin, you go to the dentist, figure out what's going on, especially if there is an obvious abscess, and especially if one has fever. And then, based on what's needed, then that's the appropriate procedure. Mama, we said, says the best to have a goy take it out if it needs to be extracted, but halacha l'maisa, if it does need to be extracted, if pain can't be controlled, it's an abscess, then even a Jewish dentist is allowed to take it out. That's the bottom line, because it's definitely, nowadays we all consider it a refuah yedua. It's a proper known refuah. And just to recap on delaying treatment, just to make sure it's clear, that's from Sif Dalet. Let's say you know for sure the surgery or the treatment can be done after Shabbos, and there is definitely no problem whatsoever. So then, and it won't make any issues to delay the treatment till after Shabbos. So in general, we do say you have to wait. You're not mechal Shabbos if there's zero, if there's going to be no benefit. That's only if you're sure the doctors tell you it's not going to get any worse and there's no benefit. If the person will immediately start getting better on Shabbos by doing the procedure on Shabbos, so then the Meiri, it's quoted in the Bir Halacha, probably it's better to do it on Shabbos. If a person can't wait and it must be done on Shabbos, then there's no Nishmas Avraham, there's no point to wait. Don't wait a few hours. You know, sometimes you can wait a few hours and there's no difference. But once it has to be done on Shabbos right away, then he says, okay, don't wait. Anyway, everyone points out, obviously, if the surgery is going to happen after Shabbos, there's no absolute need, then you shouldn't be doing preparation that's Yisuri Deraisa on Shabbos. I think that goes without saying, unless you get a goy to do it, etc. Now, relaxing a patient, also, just to clarify, Yishuv Adas, for a patient to be relaxed, who's not relaxed, and he is a chola sheyesh bo sakana, so that is also part of mechallelin. You're allowed to do things for him. If he says he needs it done, or you know he needs it done, or he won't be relaxed, then, and he is a chola sheyesh bo sakana, then you do for him even Isur Deraita. Okay? And we mentioned, I think that's it. We mentioned the other thing already yesterday. And just something on the side, I think we really may have said this before, taking temperature, for a fever, or taking the blood pressure. So even though normal measuring is Asr on Shabbos, you're allowed to measure for refuah purposes. So in general, it's 100% mutter to use, and it's not muksa, but since Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa, to use a thermometer and take your blood pressure. Obviously, if it's digital, that's a separate issue. But if it's not digital, there's no electronics, then there's no problem. Okay. I think we're good to start. Continue. Yud Aleph. Cholesh yesh bo sakana. That's where we are, right? Cholesh yesh bo sakana. Person is, right, we're still dealing with a chola who has a sakana. Sha'amadu b'yom ha-shabbos tzarich la'asot la'rafua yedua sheyesh ba melechet chilul shabbat shmona yamin. So he is a chole sheyesh bo sakana, and we're talking about a normal case when you should get started immediately. You shouldn't push things off, unless of course you have expert doctors telling you there's no reason. It's a procedure that could happen within the next 3 days. So then we said you should wait. But normally, we're talking about a case when you're supposed to start right away. So let's say it's an 8-day process, and we're talking about Chol Shabbos. So then, even Deraisa, So ein omrim namtin ad alayla v'nimtza shelo yechalel alav ela shabbat achat. Because it needs to be done 8 days in a row. That's the situation. So if you start today on Shabbos, you're going to end up having to be mechalel two Shabboses, right? Two Shabboses within 8 days if Shabbos is the first day. So you might think, let's just wait a day and then we'll start on Sunday and then you'll only be mechalel Shabbos once. So then you should just know that's not called chilul Shabbos. We don't say to wait. So that only one Shabbos gets violated. No, you have to do it immediately. Even though you end up desecrating two Shabboses. Okay. Yud Beis. Now, this is interesting. So now you have a case. A chole has a sakana. So it's a mitzvah to be mechalel Shabbos to take care of him immediately. So we say mishtadlin shelol asad aydei en yehudi. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the first opinion that says you should not get a non-Jew to do it. Oktanim, don't get kids to do it. Venashim, don't get women to do it. Ela aydei yisraelim gedolim uvnei dat. You want to make sure you get proper Jewish men, bnei das. Everyone knows they have a good mind. They're smart. And they're not going to fool around or be slow with the issue. However, the issue of Bnei Dadis, you want to make sure it's someone who's capable, quick, and fast, and you want to choose the man. Why? This shows that it's a mitzvah and it's a chiyuv to take care of the sakana immediately. Everybody else has other issues. Either the other issues will give the signal that, only a Jew can do it. Or really it's usher, give it to a kid or give it to a nashim. And you might learn that since you don't have the rabbi do it or whatever, the president or just, any smart man, you might give the bad impression. Also, what can happen is you get someone else to do it. That takes time. Getting someone else to do it, explaining what needs to happen, that can also slow down the process. You might end up looking for somebody, or right now you'll see the guy is right next to you. But then the next time it happens, someone will learn that, it's really better to get the goy. Let me go next door and get the goy. Or whatever, katan, whatever the case is. So all these issues, or people might think, so then it's not a big deal to be mechalel Shabbos the other way. Anyway, for all kinds of reasons, it's better just to get the one who's going to be quickest, most responsible, and get, generally it's preferred a responsible man. V'yesh omrim. The im efshar la'asot belo dichoy. If you can, now the other opinions, a little bit of the opposite extreme, is if there's going to, assuming there's going to be zero delay in the matter whatsoever, so that you have to be sure about. Ubelo ichor ayedei shinui, it's not going to get pushed off, it's not going to be delayed. Ose ayedei shinui, then you should do it through a shinui, not in the most direct manner with your hands or whatever. So that's a question. Ve'im efshar la'asot ayedei en yehudi belo ichor klal, and or to get a non-Jew. So the Rama points out if there's going to be no delay, he prefers a shinui or a non-Jew. And then, osin al yidei ein yehudi. So then if you can, ein yehudi is the best. And he says that's the minhag. But if you're going to worry that maybe the non-Jew will be a little bit lazy and delay, then you shouldn't do through a non-Jew. And I'll just point out the Mishnah Brura points out that the Taz holds it's better to have a Jew do it, not like the Rama, because a Jew is going to be more zariz, he's going to be quicker. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav, it's quoted here, that says it should be a... It's
the Shabbos is related to a higher value for life.
I don't know. You have to see the Taz, I don't know. But he felt that it's not a real minhag, and that's the Rama's opinion, but he felt... And also, it may depend, obviously, on where you live and which type of non-Jews we're talking about. And Shulchan Aruch Harav says it's not better to get a Jew. Always better to get a Jew to do it. Okay, so this way you don't learn. It basically, follows the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, the Maran, Chaber. So different opinions, not clear cut. Okay, Yud Gimel. Kol zariz lechalel Shabbat b'davar sheish bo sakana harizeh meshubach. Whoever is quicker to do the Isser Deraisa of Mechala and Shabbos for this person is more praiseworthy. Now, by doing it quickly and efficiently, you might end up doing a side Isser Daraisa. That's completely not necessary. It's still, you should do it quicker. And don't worry about it. Because you have to focus on doing what needs to be done for the Chola. Kegon, Shaparas Mitzudela Alot, Tinok Shenafala, Na'ar V'tzad Imo Dagim. Let's say you throw a kid, falls into a river, a pool, and you want to pull him out. If you want to use a net, a large net, with the child or the baby, might come some fish with it. So he says, for sure that's not a problem. V'chein kol kayotze bazeh, and so too any other similar type of thing. I'll just mention one other example the Mishnah Berurah brings. Let's say you have a baby or maybe a really young child who gets locked in a room and the door's closed. So you have an option. You can break open the door and you'll end up with little pieces of wood that comes apart and the issues of soter. You might even want the pieces of wood and use them for a fire later or a toothpick, whatever your issue is. But since your purpose is to save the kid, the baby, you should break the door and don't worry about, you know, trying to give him noises or throw him nuts or music and trying to delay the matter, because we're talking about a child who is going to be very nervous. And if he gets overly nervous and anxious, that can be dangerous for the child. So, okay. Fine, let's go on. Yudalit. Haya chole sheyesh bo sakana. Now, we're still dealing with a chole, he has a sakana. Tzarich basar, and he needs some food to eat, he needs some meat. So what do you do? Shochatim lo. He shacked for him. And it makes no difference. We're going to see the whole sugya in a moment about marbe b'shi'urim, not to make more than you need to. Even though it's mutter to do an amount, it's aser, either deraisa or derabanan, to do a greater amount than needed. We'll see that in a sec. But when it comes to shachtin, it's one life. So if you're going to have to, it doesn't matter if it's a big animal or a small animal, then it makes no difference. That's what I've seen. Shochatim lo, so then you shacht for him. Don't worry about it. He needs the food. Ve'ein omrim na'achilena nevela. Don't say, wait, it's already shachted. I have the goy next door, or the market, whatever, and I can just get you some treif meat. And we don't have to do shechita. So it's better to shecht once than to feed him nevela. Aval im haya chol et tzarich la'achila la'altar, but let's say you can't wait for the shechita. The shechita process, I don't know, but probably takes anywhere from 1 to 2 hours. I don't know if you could, well, it depends also chickens or meat, but okay, probably not less than half an hour to get it ready. Between the whole process. So anyways, aval, so you want to eat right away, and obviously the situation could take much longer. Aval, ima yachol etzarech la'achila la'altar v'hanevela muchanet miyad. Nevela is right here. It's from the fridge, ready to go in. V'ashchita mitacheret lo, and the shchita is going to take much longer, so or even longer. Ma'achilin oto hanavela, right? Obviously, a few minutes is negligible. I don't know. Whatever, it's a significant difference. Ma'achilin oto hanavela. So then, don't worry about the shchita. Just get the food cooked and give it to him, or maybe it's already cooked, even quicker. So that's the nevela. So, couple reasons given. So one is. So there's a whole machlokas, just to mention it, not going to discuss it in detail. It's machlokas Rishonim and Achronim. How to deal with Shabbos, when you need to do something for a chola, do we call it Dechuya or Hutra? Is it like, now everything's 100% mutter? And, or do you, also, Marbe B'Shurim is still an issue? Or is it just, you have to do as little as possible? Okay. So that's the reason. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's one reason why it's better to do shechita, because it's hutra. That's one opinion. Another reason is shechita is just a one-time deal. You shecht it, and now pretty much everything else is mutter, or almost everything else is mutter. Anyways, it's not too many yisurim. By nevela, every kazayit is considered another iser. So that's another reason that's given. Another reason that's given is if you give the nevela to the Jew, he might say, I'm not eating treif. And so you wasted your time and now you got to start all over again to get kosher meat. Because he has to be willing to eat it. Mishnah Berurah points out, interesting, for a katan though, better to give him nevela. Because shechita is an iser daraisa. So for a katan, if you have a choice, so that obviously if the katan that's his own shechita, assuming he can do shechita, It's a whole separate issue. But since a gadol is going to end up doing the shechita, and the gadol is somebody else who's doing an issa d'oraisa for a katan, better just to give him nevela, and because he's eating himself, so that's much better. Okay. Again? Okay, so let's wait Kisui Adam for Yom Tov, because that's when it comes up on a regular basis. And so that's a little bit of a machloket. In general, if you had the dirt ready to go, then of course you would do Kisui Adam, because there is a mitzvah to do Kisui Adam on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But the question is, by Muksa, what to do? Okay, so let's discuss later. Tet Vav. Amadu perush yitbonenu b'machlato v'shiaru harofim shitzarich grogeret achat. So, okay. Now, so this is the next two simanim, in particular, marbe b'shiurim. So now the doctors say, you need to get one, what's the grogeret again? The dried fig from the tree. You have to cut it off. So he says you need one. Well, I guess it's not dry yet. But anyways, usually it is when we talk about it. But anyways, you need one. You need to get one off the tree. Viratsu asara. And 10 guys went and ran to go get it. Viratsu asara veviulo kol echad grogeret kulam pturim. If 10 guys ran to do it to get to 10 different trees and they all went to do it for you, they're all pater. It doesn't matter if it's one tree or 10 trees. It's just, in other words, if they all know about each other and they all know they're all going to arrive at the same time, then obviously that's asa. We're talking about each one thinks that they might be the first, they're going to be quicker than the next one, and since each one thinks they're going to be first and the most useful for each one, not only are they pater, v'yeshlehem sachar tov meit Hashem, afili hivri barishona, even if they're number 10 and the first one was all he needed to eat, then they all get the schar. Because when they did it, they didn't know who's going to be first or how many he's going to need. And so they all did the mitzvah. Ted Zayin. Amadu l'shtei grogeret. So now the doctor says, no, he needs two. So v'lo matzu, so what's the choice? V'lo matzu ela shtei grogeret b'shnei uktzim v'shalosh v'oketz echad. So now you have, it's on one little branch or stem, so you have one that has two, or three actually. The first case is you have two and they each only have one. You need to take down two. And you have two branches, let's say, and each one only has one. So you can cut off twice to get two. Or you can have one branch or stem and it has three on it. So you're going to end up getting more figs, but you have one maise, one act of doing ktsira. So then what's I don't know if it's obvious or not, let's read. Korti ma'oket sheyeshbo shalosh. So then you should definitely cut only once. Because one ktsira is doing less averas than doing two ktsiras. Thank you. So even though you're going to end up with three, it's better to do one maise. Now, let's say you have one with three and one with two. So both choices are you're only going to do one act of ktsira. So you can take off one or you can take off two. Take it back. You're only going to cut once. One has two, one has three. And all you need is two. So then, lo yechritu elokot sheyesh bo shtayim. So you have to only cut off the one with two. Because even though you're doing one act, we still say marbe b'shiurim to their deraisa darabanan, but we still say you're not allowed to add extra. Even though you're doing one act, cutting off one branch either way, you can't get three out of it when you only needed two, if there's an option to get two. Haga. V'ima davar bahul, ein medaktakin b'kach. Now, if you're nervous, or you're all stressed, and it's too hard to like pay attention and start counting, and there's leaves in the way, and don't waste time. Don't let yourself get slowed down. So often, it may not be relevant depending on the situation.
It sounds like the matter is urgent.
If your head is straight and you can do it quickly, then there'd be no difference. Then you should not violate Marbe B'Shiurim. Okay. Maybe you could read it that way also. But, and Mishnah Berurah points out that applies to all malachos too. Let's say when it comes to cooking, let's say you're allowed to cook in a pot. When I cook, I don't know, chicken soup, meatballs. And all you need, let's say meatballs, all you need is two meatballs. But in one pot, you turn on the flame once, you can cook 10 meatballs. So he says it's the same isser of doing marbe b'shiurim. So you could only cook what you need. Now, if you don't know how much you need, you're allowed to cook as much as you need to get yourself out of, you don't know how much the kol is going to eat on Shabbos. But once you get beyond that point, then it's aser. Okay, fine. Next. Yud Zayin. Chole shenafal, machamat chol yole mishkav, ve'ein bo sakana. Okay, so now we're dealing about a case. I'm going to go back and forth a little bit. Right now we're dealing... for now, we're going to be dealing with the case of a cholesh she'ein bo sakana, nafal a mishkav, and okay. So now we don't do malachos deraisas. We'll see. Also, just to point out, we learn that a here, you know. Let's read a little bit more. Haga o she'esh lo michush she mitzar v'chal meno kol gufo, or your mitzar. And your whole body got, feels terrible. Sha'az afal pisha holech v'nafal kel mishkav dami. Yeah, so. In other words, you don't mamish have to be lying down in bed. If you're sick and you need to lie down in bed, but you can push yourself. You know, go to the kitchen and get something. You're sick like a dog and some people go to shul anyway. Or whatever you're doing, you have to go to, some people, whatever the issue is, if you're sick and you should be lying in bed and you feel like you need to lie in bed, but you're not, that's still considered this level of chola, where refuah now becomes mutter. Okay? Now, omrim le'ena yodil aser lo refuah, you're allowed to have the non-Jew do any kind of refuah that you need, even a refuah that is deraisa. He's even allowed to cook for you, as we're going to see. So you can ask a goy, even though there's no sakana over here, you're a chola, you're a regular chola, and you're allowed to have a non-Jew do for you anything that you need, even a malacha deraisa. But you yourself, the Jew, cannot do an issa deraisa for this person. Even if a person has a sakana to one of his limbs. Now, we learn that there are cases when, even by a sakana's aver, we say it's pikuach nefesh, anything generally where there's trauma, infection inside the body, or also any case that a doctor tells you that if you have an injury inside the body and you don't take care of it, then it could lead to pikuach nefesh. So already now you're allowed to be we treat it as sheyesh bo sakana. If you have something that can lead to it, obviously. At some point, anything can lead to anything, but within reason. Within reason. But, okay. So what are we saying? So you're allowed to have a non-Jew can do it for you. Also, even if it's alav Yisrael, be'isur derabanan be'adayim. What about a Jew? So you have a chola, you're allowed to do refuah for him. Can you do an iser biyadayim that's derabanan? So this is the general rule. We're going to read about 3-4 opinions, and the halacha follows the third one. I'll point that out when we get there. So just a couple other opinions first. Yesh matirin afilo imbo sakanat ever. Some say a Jew can do any isur derabanan that he wants with his hands regularly, for anyone who's sick, okay. V'yesh omrim she'im yesh bo sakanat ever osin v'im ein bo sakanat ever ein osin. Some say it's real simple. If there's a sakanat ever, you can do any iser derabanan. There's no sakanat ever, you can't do anything. You can do a refuah that doesn't have involved in it an iser derabanan. V'yesh omrim, and this is the halachic opinion accepted. שאם אין בו סכנת עבר, עושים בשינוי. ואם יש בו סכנת עבר, עושים בלא שינוי. So the general rule is, if a person is sick, you can do any iser darabana. Person has a din of a chola, even if there's no sakana whatsoever, a Jew can do any isur darabanan. One caveat here, if there's a sakanat aver, you might lose a limb, then you can just do it regularly, you don't have to think twice about using your hands funny or doing anything out of order. But if there's no sakana aver, so then a Jew could only do it with a shinui. Okay? Has to do it with the back of his hand or his fingers funny or something done with a shinui. V'yeshomrim, afilu yesh bo sakanat aver, eno sin lo davar shu nismach l'malacha d'raisa. And the last opinion is, which is not lahalacha, that even if there's a kanas ever, you can't even do an iser derabanan if it's modeled after an iser deraisa. Udvarim she'en behem samach lamalacha, usin afila ein bo sakanas ever. And, but anybody holds, if it doesn't resemble a malacha, then it's okay. V'divrei asvara hashlishit inirin. And the third opinion, which we highlighted, that's the third one, second to last one, that's the one that's accepted lahalacha, it's both mentioned by the Mechaber and Mishnah Berurah as well. Haga, mutar lomar le'en Yehudi la'asot tavshil l'katan she'en lo ma le'achol. You ought to tell a non-Jew to take care of feeding a katan who doesn't have what to eat. V'stam tzorchi katan kechola she'en bo sakana dami. His normal needs of a katan, we consider it to be like a chola that is not in sakana, unless he is in sakana. But v'stam katan, we consider it like a chola she'ein bo sakana, and therefore a goy can take care of it. V'kol she'asur la'asot ayidei Yisrael, afilo ayidei achola be'atzmo aser. And whatever is aser to do through a Jew, afilo ayidei the Jewish chola himself also can do it. It doesn't make a difference if it's the Jew himself, the chola himself, or someone else who's taking care of him. For this category, we say a chola she'ein bo sakana to do an iser derabanan with a shinui. Or if it's sakanas ever, then regular. But if the non-Jew is doing it for this chola, mutar lachola, l'sayeo k'tzat, we mentioned this before, that an eni Yehudi is allowed to even help him a little bit. He's allowed to the chola himself is allowed to help the eni Yehudi by like tilting his head or blinking his eyes or the like. The mesayea ein bo mamish. Messiah is not really much of a malacha, and it's not aser. At least in this case, and perhaps in all cases except by shaving a razor for hair. Bishul is permitted. Yeah, bishul is. Bishul is permitted for the katan, definitely, and we're going to talk about. Well, we're going to talk about that exact case in tomorrow, whatever, Sunday.